Well, Declan, a disappointing night for Finn Harps, the wrong end of a 7-1 scoreline. But I suppose this was always going to be a tricky game. Waterford had made a disappointing start to the season, one of the pre-season favourites to go up. They've got the managerial bounce, Keith Long in, and most people felt he did a great job with Bohemians, and he certainly hit the ground running.
Yeah, didn't he? He definitely got a big bounce and a big performance from his team last night. The players obviously were aware that there was rumours that he was coming down there, and then obviously he was confirmed during the week. And yeah, I mean, a good quality manager, done an excellent job at Bohemians. And probably another, I thought he'd done reasonably well to stay in the job, but he went down and obviously got the manager's job down in Waterford, and he got a big bounce and a big result. And I suppose the scoreline probably flatters them a wee bit, but it's a big result for them and a great start for Keith Long and Waterford United.
Yeah, because prior to this, Waterford had lost at home to Galway. They'd drawn with Bray and Longford, so there was pressure on them to deliver the goods in front of the home fans.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose when a manager gets the sack, that's because the board's not happy on the performances or the results, and it was either one of those and where the results probably weren't good enough. And there would be a team that you're expecting to be up pushing Galway, at the start of the season, but that hasn't been the case. And I mean, Galway now are so far even ahead of everybody else, and Waterford are so far behind them. And that was probably the catalyst as well with the results and performances that they went and they looked for a new manager. And so yeah, Keith Long came in, but yeah, listen, it's a big result for them from a Harps perspective. I was just thinking during the week when Keith Long was announced as the manager that it'll be a difficult game for them, and when you travel down the whole length of the country and you have a young squad as well with probably not too much experience, and that squad can make it difficult. And obviously they got off to not a great start, and a couple of goals before half time as well didn't help them. And you're going to get performance like that away from home from a young inexperienced team, and now it's about how they perform and how they bounce back from that, and that's what will show character and as to how they learn from the game last night.
Yeah, and I suppose it is worth pointing out, Waterford have invested heavily in their squad. They've quite a lot of players there with a fair bit of experience, and things like that can certainly tell.
Yeah, it's no secret that it's dictated by your budget and how your budget is, and the players that you have at your disposal, and it's about, I suppose, if you look around the Finn Harps team, they're a really young squad of players. So I don't suspect them to be up, and nobody probably does, to be up fighting up the top end of the first division. You're going to get inconsistency, you're going to get errors, you're going to make mistakes. They are trying to play football the right way, which is very encouraging and great to see. But when you do that, you're going to make mistakes, and teams can hurt you as well. And the top teams like the Galways and the Waterfords have the quality of players in the top end of the pitch that can really cause you problems and score goals against you. And yeah, listen, it's one of those nights you must learn from it, you bounce back from it and get a reaction from next week, and that's what they'll be looking to do. But it's a learning curve for these players. It would have been a long trip home for them, in the bus, 5-6 hours probably in the bus, which is a long trip home, and gives you plenty of time to think about your performance individually as a player and obviously collectively, and so it's nothing worse than having a bad performance and having a long journey ahead of you. So there's learning in it for everybody, the management, the players, and they'll be looking to get a reaction obviously next week in training and bounce back from that.
And next week Harps are on the road again, another long trip. They travel down to Tralee to take on the newcomers Kerry, Kerry still without a win. So Harps will be going, hoping to get 3 points there, and that would be the perfect way to bounce back.
Yeah, that's the perfect fixture for them, maybe. But it will bring pressure because Kerry will be out to probably, get 3 points as well, and they're home. So yeah, listen, it's any game in the First Division or the Premier League away from home can be difficult, and it's how you start and how you perform, and you have to perform well and you must defend well. But Kerry obviously had not a great start to the season, and Finn Harps were looking to change that around, and it's a great opportunity to get 3 points away from home, but it's another long trip as well. And so hopefully the learning will be from the match last night will be that performance had to be better, individuals have to perform to a better level, and if they've done a bad performance like that, they could get overturned as well. So they know that the pressure's on when they're going to Kerry, but it's a good test for them back on the road again, which it's difficult. A lot of games down in Munster and down south, and that doesn't help things. But it's a good opportunity to get a good performance and get 3 points next week.
And last night in the top flight, Shamrock Rovers had their first win of the season, a 4-0 drubbing of Dundalk. So I suppose they're up and running, and maybe a bit of pent-up frustration there. They finally came good. I saw some of the highlights. They certainly seemed to play very well, although Dundalk did lose Robbie Benson. And Derry City, another win on the road. That was important for them, beating Shelburne. And then this evening, Sligo taking on Bowes, and certainly Bowes have made that great start. They're up at the top there with Derry. It'll be a tough one for Sligo.
Yeah, it will. And Declan Levine's done an excellent job coming in as a manager at Bowes. You know, they've 5-1s and one loss, so they're sitting on 15 points. They're in good shape. Their performance will be good. They're scoring goals. They're not conceding too many goals as well. So it will be a big test tonight in the showgrounds. John Russell and the squad of the lads are doing really well, started off well so far. So this is a real good test for them at home, and they'll be looking to obviously to make home advantage count and looking to get 3 points. And the performances at home have been good. I know he has a few injuries. John has gone into tonight, but he'll be looking obviously to reshuffle the pack a wee bit. And I know they have an area, right full is an area of concern probably because of two of the right fulls. Carlos Sullivan came on, so but Nibani won't get injured, so they're missing Brian Fleck as well, so he's injured. So yeah, listen, it's going to be a good night. Always good atmosphere in the showgrounds. Crowds in the showgrounds have been up this year, and they're nearly sell out every match, and that's the same around the league. And so it'll be a big match. Shamrock Rovers, listen, it was only a matter of time before they got a result and get 3 points, and the quality players they have, and they should now hopefully go on a run. I watched Derry City match this night and on TV, and it was a good professional performance. I thought Shelburne done really well. 7.5 was probably a wee bit easy, and just a wee unlucky, but on the conditions it was a good game. But Shelburne played very well for a team that were down to 10 men. So yeah, listen, it's a funny league. Any team can win points off each other, and there's no easy games in it.